Tampa Bay's Morning Crew.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995 QYK. JR, Lana, Kevin here doing our Wednesday shout out. We want to hear from you as well. Who you want to shout out today? Just kind of midweek. Show some love to someone in your life. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Lana, who are you shouting out this week?
I am going to give a big shout out to the Pasco County Commissioners for banning the sale of retail dogs and cats in stores from breeders. Hillsborough County just did this, and Pasco County just jumped on. So they are trying to obviously help the shelters. So if they want to sell dogs and cats, they're going to have to work with shelters now instead of buying them from breeders that probably aren't licensed.
Right.
So big props to you guys on that.
Good job. Yeah, and we work with Pet Pal Animal Shelter every Monday with our Mondays. So definitely check them out as well, because they always have some cool dogs that they send us. My shout out is going to be a little out of state here. It is for the firefighters in California who are fighting those fires. I have some buddies that are firefighters. They sent me videos yesterday of some of the stuff. One of my buddies had to rescue a dog that was tied up at a house because the family had to get out so quickly. The dog's fine, and he was like, "I might be bringing this one home." So, but it was really cool to see them doing what they do. And I know those firefighters are always kind of, they don't really need a thank you. That's just kind of like when they go into those modes.
Right.
I mean, Paul, your boyfriend's a firefighter as well, so you know what I'm talking about. But yeah, it's just got to give a shout out to them, and hopefully they're staying safe. And again, you know, those who are losing their homes and whatnot, just hopefully they're keeping the perspective of it's a home, my family's safe, but it's still a disaster, and praying that goes out. But man, it's been so hot there. That's a big deal. It's killing us. Every time when I grew up in California, that was the big deal. Every time it was super, super hot, you know, it just got so dry, and then just things just went up so quickly. And one of those fires were started by a gender reveal party.
They shot off
like this little firework thing, and it started. I mean,
it's getting bad out there. So yeah, big props to those firefighters that are out there working, and it's hot, like you said, for those guys.
So definitely praying for everybody involved and those being evacuated and the firefighters, and thanking them. So that's my shout out for today. Want to know, though, what your shout is. A shout out is 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099. We'll get you on there next. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995, QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here, checking in with you midweek. We do this every Wednesday morning, giving you a chance to shout somebody out or shout something out that you are loving this week. Ashley, what do you want to shout out?
I want to shout out to all the Hillsborough County bus drivers.
All right. Are you a bus driver yourself?
I am a bus driver myself.
Okay. For schools?
For school. I have elementary, middle school, and high school.
We're going to shout you out right back. We appreciate what you do. How's it been with the new restrictions?
It's a little difficult, but hey, we keep rolling. That's what we do.
Yes. The wheels on the bus go round and round, as they say.
They do.
Thanks for keeping all those kids safe out there.
Hey, it's my privilege and my honor.
Well, we appreciate you having us on. You have a great day, okay?
You do the same. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. All right, Kevin, who do you want to shout out this morning?
I got to shout out the Tampa Bay Lightning.
My goodness.
I didn't know if you saw the score the other night of game one, but it was 8-2.
Hello.
Yeah, so game two tonight, so against the Islanders, Eastern Conference Finals. So 8-2, let's bring on some more of those goals, huh?
What is the series? Is it 1-0?
1-0 Lightning, yep.
Oh, I'm excited about
that.
That's
right.
What time's the game tonight? Is it 7 or 8?
It is at 8 o'clock on NBCSN. Yeah, I know. Those games will run to 11. It's a little past our bedtime.
Yeah. Love it. Go Bolts! Make it happen. All right, coming up, 7:05, your morning motivation, and then a brand new 7:15 second date update for you. Here's Randy Houser. Thanks for having us on. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995 QIK. Time for your morning motivation. Lana, what you got?
Never stop doing your best just because someone doesn't give you credit for it.
Ooh, I like it. Do it for you.
Do for you.
I like that a lot, actually. Thank you for that.
It's just a good reminder to always give it your all. So,
you know, I actually was going to go home right now because I didn't feel like you were giving me enough credit, Lana. But you know what? I think I'm going to stick around.
Stick around. We'd like to have you stay for the rest of the show.
Oh, there you go. Just kidding. We put these up on our Facebook page if you want to check them out or share them around with your friends on there. 995QYK. You can check that out. Here's Tim McGraw. I Called Mama. And then a brand new 7:15 second date update for you. It's JR, Lana, and Kevin here on 995QYK.
Time now for the second date update on 99.5 QYK.
Here we go. Brand new 7:15 second date update. JR, Lana, Kevin here. Tampa Bay's morning crew on 99.5 QYK. Today we have Kelly reaching out. She reached out to us via email. You can always do that. QYK second date update at gmail.com. Kelly, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
You know, I'm all right. I'm a little bummed that I haven't heard back from this guy, but otherwise I'm doing all right.
All right, tell us about this guy. We want to hear all about him and how you guys met and what you guys do.
All right, his name is Eric, and basically I met him on Hinge, and we were messaging back and forth, and then decided to just grab some food at Kona by International for some drinks and appetizers. And I really liked him. We had, like, really good conversation the whole time. We talked about work and, you know, our interests and family and the future. I don't know. And it was just, like, really, it just seemed like a really positive, really enjoyable time. I don't know. And at the end, I just kind of put it out there. And I was just like, listen, I'd like to see you again. And he was just like, cool, I'll give you a call. So I was really shocked when I never heard from him again. I tried to, like, text a couple times and call. So I'm not sure what happened because, you know, I mean, I'm a little bummed. I thought it was all really great.
So when you guys were at dinner, do you guys feel like you had a lot to talk about as far as just, like, things in common and, like, conversations that flow well? I know I've been on dates where it's like, okay, that's one conversation. Now what do we talk about? Like, it just feels forced? Yeah. Or did it feel like it flowed well?
There was so much flow. Like, we were talking the entire time.
Did you guys talk at all about a second date?
I mean, I kind of initiated it at the end, and he smiled, and he said, yeah.
Lana, from a woman's perspective.
Well, I don't know. I think we need to get him on the phone to find out his side of the story.
All right. Well, you sound fun, Kelly. You sound like you're excited about this. Let's see if we can get Eric on the phone. Can you hang on for us?
Okay.
All right, hang on. We are trying to help out Kelly this morning about her date that she went on with Eric. It's a 7:15 second date update. JR, Lana, Kevin here on 99.5 QYK. Kelly was very excited about her date with Eric. They went to Kona. She thought they had a great time. I asked her about the conversation because you know how conversations can get dull very quick, but she said they talked the whole time.
Yeah, talked about work and family and life and future. So it seems like pretty much typical first date conversation.
Yeah, and he even said, yeah, I'll call you about a second date, and then hasn't called since. So we're going to try to get Eric on the phone and see what's up. Hi, good morning. Is this Eric?
Yes, this is Eric.
Hey, Eric, good morning. This is Tampa Bay's morning crew over here at 99.5 QYK. I know it's kind of a random call, but how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing good, man. Listen, we want to see if you had a couple minutes this morning. We actually wanted to talk to you about a date you went on.
Sure.
We'll make it painless, I promise. We want to talk to you about Kelly that you went on a date with. I guess you guys went to Kona. You guys had a great time, according to her. She said that she really enjoyed you. She was very excited about the date. She thought things went really, really well. But since that date, she has not heard from you, even though you said you were going to call her about a second date. And we kind of just want to know what's going on.
Wow, she really called a radio station?
She did. That's how we got your number.
That really happened.
It's really happening right now.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm kind of not surprised.
Why is that?
She just seems like the kind of chick that would call a radio station, I guess.
Well, you guessed right, but what's the deal? Why haven't you been calling her back?
Well, it was strange. She started, like, you know, we were talking about life and work and all this stuff, and she started digging into, you know, a lot of my details, and turns out she, you know, sells life insurance, basically. And she was just kind of, like, running down my numbers the whole time. And I just felt like, the whole date was kind of a huge sales pitch.
Oh, boy.
Meaning she was trying to sell you life insurance?
Yeah, I mean, it got to the point where I thought she was going to, like, pull out paperwork and stuff. So
an application?
Oh, no, not good.
Yeah, I mean, she kept asking me all this stuff. And, you know, I kept trying to change the combo, but... You know, she was just, like, really into it, and I just felt like it was really, like, a really hard sell for life insurance, and it kind of freaked me out. It seemed like she was, you know, not really trying to get dates, but kind of like trying to get clients.
So you think maybe she only went on the date with you just to sign you up?
It kind of seemed that way, you know? I mean, she was a cute girl and everything, but yeah, I mean, I've been around long enough to know a sales pitch when I hear it, and that was just, you know, it was like relentless.
Did you get to know her at all? I mean, or did all she talk about is you needing life insurance?
I tried, but yeah, it was kind of a no-go. She was just really kind of dead set on, like, selling me life insurance, and it just got creepy.
Well, what did you say when she was trying to sign you up?
I mean, I tried to indulge in the conversation at first, you know, but I didn't know what to say. I kept trying to change the subject, and it just didn't work. Like, it was just this massive, like, I felt like I was at Best Buy buying a computer or something. I don't know.
Okay, well, listen, we actually have Kelly on the phone with us, Eric. I got to get her side of this because this is very interesting to me. Kelly, are you still there?
Yep, I'm still here. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
Awkward. Kelly, so were you trying to close a deal? Not that kind of deal, but the deal about life insurance?
No, not really. I mean, obviously, I do this for work, and we were talking, and I just thought he'd be really great for it. But, like, he wasn't required to buy any. I just thought, hey, this is really good for you, because it is. And that was it. I had no idea I was being creepy.
I mean, were you trying to get him as a client?
Well, I mean, it just felt like natural, you know? I just felt like, oh, yeah, you should know about this. And I'm very enthusiastic about work, but I didn't know he was uncomfortable. I thought our conversation was flowing.
Well, you know, people, you know, obviously want to get to know you as a person. It's okay to mention what you do for work. But then when you start trying to close somebody, then it feels like you're just on a sales date, not really a real date. Do you get that?
I totally understand that. Like, I've dated people before who were like, oh, that's actually really great. And then they signed up. So I didn't think it was just, you know, like off-putting to you.
I was interested for the first hour, like you mentioned it, but then, you know, like it seemed like you were about to pull out the snake oil. I mean,
snake oil.
Oh, no.
It was a little much. I was a hostage in the conversation.
Oh, no.
Oh, I wish you would have spoken up.
Well, it sounds like Kelly is sorry about this and didn't want you to feel uncomfortable. Eric, would it be something you could look past and maybe go on another date if Kelly said, hey, no worries, you don't talk about work, we'll just talk about each other?
I don't think we're maybe on the same page, and we have different priorities, you know? So, I think it was a little too much for me. I don't think it would really work out.
What about the life insurance? Are you interested at all? Or no, I'm totally joking. Well, listen, Kelly, it sounds like Eric was just a little put off by this. I think it's great that you're passionate about your job, but I think we all could say that there's a time and place for these type of things, and maybe this just wasn't the time and place. I'm sorry we couldn't make a second date happen for you, but I wish you luck. And Eric, appreciate you coming on with us this morning. You have a great day.
Sure, you too. Thanks.
All right, thanks, Kelly.
Sorry, Kelly.
Bye-bye, guys. You know, I'll tell you what, I went on a date one time where someone tried to get me to sign up for like a pyramid scheme type thing. And I was like, what are we talking about right now? I'm not interested in this really? At all. I want to know you. That happened to me one time on a date. It was very odd.
It's kind of a dog thing to do. But on the other scale, it's like, if that is your business, it's like, kind of smart.
Time and a place, though.
I know, but
I mean, you could talk to him about the second date, third date, whatever.
That's
but
true, not the first.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. Just had our 7:15 second date update between Eric and Kelly. Eric decided he did not want to go on another date with Kelly because he felt he was getting a sales pitch the entire date.
Yeah, she was trying to sign him up for her company's like life insurance program.
She's like, let me tell you about this program. And he was like, I felt like I was a hostage in the situation. I feel like I got a word in and everything was about, you know, I thought she was going to pull out an application. Have me sign up for this this life insurance. All right, we got Kayla on the phone. Kayla's in Wesley Chapel. Kayla, what do you think about this?
I don't know. I'm kind of on Kelly's side a little bit about this because, I mean, what if she worked somewhere where he could be getting, like, free tickets or something? I bet you he'd feel different. I don't really think it was a reason not to go on a second date with her. I do see where he was maybe uncomfortable, but like she said, he could have spoke up and been like, hey, let's change the subject, not just trying to change the subject.
I guess it depends how aggressive she was with the sell. I feel like he was kind of like, whoa, like, all right, go ahead, talk about yourself, but I have no interest in this.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, as interesting as life insurance is, on a first date.
Oh, gosh. No.
That's a fun conversation. Yeah.
By the way, you are going to die at some point, and I want to talk to you about it.
What if you get really sick? You should have this extra plan. No.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It is a little weird, but I don't think it was a complete reason to just talk down. I don't know. I felt like his way of talking about her wasn't really right, because when he first got on the air, he's like, oh, yeah, she's the kind of girl that would call the radio station. Why? Just because she was passionate about her job and she kept talking about it more?
Yeah. That was weird. It's like it happened to him before. I'm like, wait a minute, dude. How would you know?
Yeah.
It's so funny because it's the last thing I want to talk about is my job or my work when I'm like out meeting people. I'm like, don't ask me about my job, please.
Yeah. So it's the weekend, for crying out loud. Hey, I appreciate you calling, Kayla. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Yeah, I agree with her too. I mean, maybe not a deal breaker, but that was a lot, because Kayla did seem remorseful about it. She was like, hey, I just thought you were appropriate with it. You know, maybe she was just kind of nervous.
Well, she's bummed out she didn't make the sale. She didn't close the deal.
She needed
that life insurance.
I don't think it was that. I think she wanted to go back on another date.
Do you
That's
think
funny.
She really liked him, or do you think she just wanted to sign him up?
Call a radio station's a pretty big deal. There's a lot of ways to do life insurance.
Maybe she needed the sale.
The platform to make it happen. All right, if you missed it, it'll be on our QYK app or on our QYK Facebook page. You can check it out a little bit later. Coming up, your Adventure Island tickets. Less than 10 minutes away, right here on 99.5 QYK. It's Dustin Lynch, Mama's House. Thanks for having us on. All right, Jessica's in Tampa right now. We're going to play a little game called Adventure or No Adventure on 99.5 QYK. Here's how it works. We are going to read three adventures that we supposedly went on. Myself, Kevin, and Lana, all right? You got to figure out which one's true and which one is not. Now, Jessica, I will tell you, only one of them is true, so you got to figure out which one that is, okay?
Okay.
All right, Lana, what is the adventure that I've been on?
JR says he has been scuba diving on the Great Barrier Reefs.
Okay, that's one. What was Kevin's adventure?
Kevin said he has been whitewater rafting in the Colorado River.
And, Lana, what is your adventure?
I've spent 2 weeks canoeing in the Boundary Waters.
Which one of those is true? Mine, Kevin, or Lana's?
I'm going to say Lana's.
Lana's is true! Yes!
I did.
All right, repeat this again, because we are all confused.
Yes.
I've spent 2 weeks canoeing in the Boundary Waters.
The Boundary Waters.
Wherever that is.
The Boundary Waters is in, start in northern Minnesota, and you canoe into Canada.
Holy.
I went with my church group for 2 weeks. We backpack carry the canoes, we ported the canoes, and we lived off the land for 2 weeks.
All right, is anybody surprised with the church group part?
I wasn't going to say anything, but
we love you, and so does Jesus, Lana.
Yes.
By the way, Jessica, way to go. Congratulations. You got Adventure Island tickets.
That is so awesome. Thank you so very much.
We appreciate you listening.
Thank you.
We got more Adventure Island tickets this afternoon for you at 4:40. We'll play again tomorrow morning at 7:55. Here's Matt Still, Everywhere But On, 99.5 QYK.
Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Well, a big congratulations to Thomas Rhett. He returns to the top of the country charts for the... How many number ones has Thomas Rhett had?
14.
He has now 16 number one songs, of course, with his song Be a Light, the number one song he also did with Reba, Hillary Scott, Chris Tomlin, and Keith Urban.
Very cool.
Yeah, so Thomas was going to be performing at the 2020 ACM Awards coming up on September 16th, and he'll sing Beer Can't Fix with John Party, also nominated for Entertainer, Male Artist, and Album of the Year. All right, so Hank Williams Jr. He is once again being dropped from Monday Night Football. Not because of something that he said, like in 2011. This time they're blaming it on COVID. Take a listen to the Monday Night theme that he sings.
Are you ready for some football? Friends are back for Monday night time.
Because it says all my rowdy friends. Since we can't be around our friends and we're not getting rowdy and there's nobody in the stands.
You gotta be kidding me right now. That's why they dropped it?
That's why they're dropping it.
What's happening right now?
Well, it's because of that.
You still be rowdy with your family at home.
Well, I still plan on getting rowdy with my friends, socially distanced.
You know how crazy
away.
It gets at Kevin's house?
Oh, it's insane on Sunday afternoons.
Two kids just freaking out.
So that's kind of a bummer. So sorry again, Hank Williams Jr. All right.
All right, go on. Sorry.
Brad Payne.
I got to start a podcast so I can talk about this stuff off the air and be like, give me a break on some of this stuff. Anyway, go ahead.
Brad Paisley had a great time when he hosted his safely socially distanced drive-in concert series. But even when we've gotten past through the COVID, he isn't finished with the idea of doing some drive-in shows.
When this is all over, I'd like to do it without the restrictions. I would love to celebrate by doing the biggest drive-in thing you can imagine. But you can go say hi to the other cars.
That's kind of cool. It's a good idea. But I would much rather be there. You know what I'm saying?
I way rather have the artist on stage.
In front of you, yeah.
In front of us and me not in my car because I can't dance in my car. There's not enough room. I have a Jeep.
I've seen you dance, so it's not great. So I'm just saying.
Well, on that news, it looks like our friend Kane Brown, he is doing a drive-in theater concert on September 26th. It'll be a full-length show with Kane and his band. It'll air in 300 drive-ins across America, a bunch here in the Florida area. And yes, we are going to have tickets for you to win to get yourself into one of these drive-thrus. We'll have all that information up. Tickets, by the way, for that will go on sale tomorrow. So all of that will be up on our website later on this afternoon. All right. And finally, John Party is still buzzing about his ACM Album of the Year nomination for Heartache Medication. He says it's his favorite category.
Being nominated for an ACM award is always awesome, especially when it's Album of the Year. From all the hard work we put into making this record to seeing it as a nominee for Album of the Year is amazing, and it's such a great honor to just have a nomination. Still being in the game is what I'm saying.
Good dude. Well deserved. I love that guy.
Crossing our fingers that he will get that. And Jay DeMarcus, somebody asked him if he has any career advice for artists trying to make it in Nashville. And it's kind of funny what he had to say. Listen to this.
I think the best piece of advice that you could give anybody is don't suck. For me, it's be true to yourself. Don't try to follow trends. Hone your craft, be as good as you can, and don't be afraid to grow.
Yeah, I wish someone would have told me that when I got into radio. Don't suck.
Don't suck.
Gosh, man, I could have been a lot better.
good advice to Jay DeMarcus from Rascal Pets. And there is your Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Here's Joe Nichols. Tequila makes her clothes fall off on 99.5 QYK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. Appreciate you having us on. And we've been talking about these words that came out. It came from a company that helps people interview better. And they give you tips on how to interview for jobs. So they come up with 5 words that you should never use during an interview. Now, I gave you a couple, like just. Like, hey, yeah, I just do this or whatever. Or, yeah, you just want to do this because just becomes a filler word and does not show confidence on your part.
Okay.
All right? Another one is always. It's hard to say that you always do something.
Because you don't always
you don't
do something.
Always. And it will put you, set you up for failure, basically, or make you look like you're not telling the truth.
And I already know I use that word a lot. So.
All right, we're going to find out. We're going to do that. So you know those two. So we're going to interview you and see if you use any of these words. And Kevin and I will go over the words afterwards and we'll see how you do. All right.
What is the job for?
The job is for this job that you're doing right now. So the good news is you're already hired. All right. So there's no pressure
when
it comes to
that.
Yeah. Congratulations, by the way. Here we go. So the first question I have, Lana, thank you for coming in today. We appreciate you.
No problem. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for taking time out to meet me.
Absolutely. So what makes you think he would be good at this job?
Well, I've had over 27 years experience doing this. I have worked in some pretty big markets along with some I've worked in some big markets with some great people in this business, big people in this business. I have learned a lot from working with so many in this business. And I have a lot of skills outside of just being on the air.
Now, when it comes to being thorough, how are you with your, like, attention to detail?
100% attention to detail. Really? I give 100%. I don't...
How often would you say you give 100%?
Every day.
Every day. Okay, gotcha.
Except for Saturdays and Sundays when people call me when I'm supposed to be off.
Okay.
That's one of my strong points, is that I do give attention to detail. I don't like to... I try to go over things.
Okay. You know, we may need some help on the sales side of things here at QYK.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think you would do with that?
You know, I really don't believe that that is something I would excel in. I'm not really much of a people person that way. I believe that my skills and my duties would be better performed on the programming side of radio.
All right. Final
struggling
question.
Over here, by the way.
No, you're not.
You said and ah a lot.
That's not on here. Okay. The last question I have for you is, what environment do you think you work in? What's the best environment you work in, and what's the environment that you don't work well in? By the way, I have another appointment after this, so if you could answer these questions.
Oh, my goodness.
The environment I work well in is being on the air, the music environment. I love music. I love behind the scenes of music. I love discovering new music. So I am a very a music person. It's the reason why I got into this business in the first place. So I believe I do well in that, in the whole music environment. The environment I don't do well in is the commercial side of radio. I do well in the promotional side, but there's different departments here in radio. I don't do well in the sales part of it, so, because I really don't know a whole lot about it.
All right. Well, give it up for her. I would probably hire you on top of that. But like I said, so the words that you did not use that you're supposed to not use is can't. You didn't say can't. Mm-hmm. I thought you might go into the sales. Mm-hmm. That's why I asked you about sales.
Because
I know that you don't want to do that.
No.
And you don't think you would be good on that.
Right, and okay. I can't.
I actually think you'd be good, by the way. And should. Don't say should, because it means you're not accepting what happens already. Yeah, I think you should do this, or I think you should do that. That's assuming that a company's not already doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you're pointing out flaws in the company.
And I did not use that word.
You did not.
Okay.
And also, but. So yeah, I do this, but what I could do is this, but, because you're discrediting yourself. Meaning, or discrediting something else. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
you're talking about yourself in a positive light, but, you know, that means you're kind of interrupting. You're not confident in what you're saying.
You're not confident.
And,
right.
you're pulling back. So,
all right.
Did use but that's okay. You say, I like the programming side, but I think I'm best well served here.
I'm pretty confident that I can get this job.
You're hired, by the way. That's the great thing, is when you interview after you're hired, you really do well.
But I'm with Kevin. It's been a long time since I've been on a real interview.
I know. That's what I mean. I wouldn't even know.
So just is a filler word, but is one you don't want to use. Should, always, and can't. So hopefully that helps you out. If you have a job interview today, go for it. Use that to the best of your knowledge. And if you don't get hired, please don't blame us. Okay? Because I was just reading something. All right. This is a wild I Feel Good story, 99.5 QYK. It's out of Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, this guy is an attorney. His name is Aaron Wiley. He went into his jewelry shop to upgrade his wife's wedding ring. And he was talking to his jeweler. Her name is Jennifer Pratt. And they were just talking back and forth about different things. Well, he walked in there to get the upgrade to his wife's wedding ring and walked out with a kidney, basically.
Now, was that to pay for the wedding ring?
No,
oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Good call.
Aaron obviously is on dialysis right now, and both he and his jeweler have now become very big friends because of this. She offered up her kidney for him.
My goodness.
I mean, that's kind of...
Wow.
I know. Someone who's kind of like a stranger who only comes in, you know, every so often, just, you know,
right.
I don't even have a jeweler. Yeah, I mean, how often do you go see a jeweler?
But he went in there and started talking to her. He needed one or his wife needed
one? Yes, he needed one.
Wow.
And so she was like, you know what? She goes...
I've got two. Would you like one?
I'm going to do it for you. So...
Wow. Wow, that is...
I mean, how do you even get talking about that in the first place? You know, and then what's your blood type? And then, you know, da, 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 da.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'd be willing to do that for you.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
That's
the ultimate
sacrifice in her life. But wow, what's that say about her? That says everything. Right. I mean, it just does. What type of a person she is.
And it says that he's been on dialysis for 3 years, so he's probably been on a waiting list. So this is just something that you just never know. You know, you wake up every day and you're just going about your day, and your life can completely change when you run into somebody.
Yep.
That's just crazy.
Now, did he end up upgrading the ring?
Well, I'm hoping that he spent a lot of money on his wife's wedding ring for that.
Because the kidney's not going to do him any good unless he upgraded that ring. I'll tell you right now. I'll tell you what. 995 QYK, Tampa Bay's morning crew. I was at home, you know, seeing the folks. Lana.
Mm-hmm.
They kept going, man, we love Kevin so much. He's so cool. We love the training in Tampa Bay. She literally said, the 22-year veteran, ACMCA winner. She knows you. She knows you. My mom knows it because she listens. And by the way, they're 1 hour behind us. So this is probably when they're getting up. And this is your time to shine. And they think you are the biggest stud ever, which we also think.
What did they say about me?
What's that?
Let me just start this off by saying good morning, JR's mom.
Yes. Her name's Carol.
Carol, good morning. This coming from the 22-year veteran, and here's what's trending in Tampa Bay.
Thank you.
Raymond James Stadium is now an early voting site for the 2020 general election. If you're a resident of Hillsborough County and registered to vote, obviously, then you can vote early, starting October the 19th, and it runs through November the 1st. Amalie Arena is also an early voting site, so if you're looking to go out, don't want to do it on Election Day, you have plenty of choices to do so. Disney announced that Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party and Epcot's Candlelight Processional will not be happening this year. It's obviously due to COVID-19. Disney will still be in the Christmas spirit. The hotels will still be done up in decorations, Christmas trees, Santa, reindeer, elves still will be in the theme parks. So you'll still see Santa. It's all's well. But the gingerbread display's not coming back due to social distancing guidelines.
So, has there been any outbreak of COVID at the North Pole? Have we figured that out? Have you seen any of that?
I believe they're at 0% right now.
Great.
So we...
Elves can't catch it, I think, we were saying.
I believe that is correct.
Elves can't catch it.
It's pretty cold up there, yeah, at the North Pole. Governor Ron DeSantis announced that anyone who qualifies for the Lost Wages Assistance Program should be receiving their money this week. So this is great news. The program is designed to help those who are unemployed and financially struggling due to COVID-19 pandemic. So for the next 3 weeks, those individuals who qualify will receive $300 in federal aid on top of any other benefits and assistance they have received. So this is a great thing.
Very cool.
It's called the Lost Wages Assistance Program. And finally, the Tampa Bay Lightning lead the Eastern Conference Finals 1-0, in case you missed it the other night. I believe the score was 8-2 Bolts. So let's hope they didn't score too many. They could have used some for tonight's game. So game two tonight, 8:00.
Islanders.
Against the New York Islanders.
Hopefully they'll bring the varsity this time, because that did not look like the varsity last time.
Let's hope they don't. So we can have 8-2s every game. You can watch that game on NBCSN. Obviously, the winner of this goes to the Stanley Cup Finals. It's a best of seven. Let's go Bolts.
And go Bolts!
And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir. Go Bolts.
There you go. Right there. ACM CMA winner, 22-year veteran, my mom's favorite person on the radio. His name's Kevin. And by the way, Lana, my parents think you're amazing as well. They watch our videos that we put up, and they actually think you're very, very beautiful is what they said.
Oh, wow.
I want to let you know.
And I never have any makeup on or hair done.
That's
so
what I'm saying.
Wait till they see me all dolled up.
Well, I don't know if that's going to happen. Kind of fancy. Hey, my parents are coming in town. Get all dolled up, Lana. I don't think we're going to have that conversation.
No.
But they love you, too. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995 QYK. JR, Lana, Kevin here. Thanks for waking up with us every single day. We love doing that. We love hanging out with you. If you missed anything, you can hear it on our QYK app. Just go to Tampa Bay's Morning Crew On Demand. And the podcast is condensed to, like, what, 6 minutes?
It's a little bit longer
little
than, that, but you can get through it.
Yeah, you can hear it. It's a good time.
Get through
it. All right,
it.
What was your highlight of the show, Lana?
So many great things going on with football starting tomorrow night, the Bolts, you know, in the conference playoffs. But I got to say, the fact that the the Keeping Up with the Kardashians show is coming to an end on E! I mean, after 14 years and 20 seasons, the show is finally going away.
Not to be negative, but yes, we're glad that's happening. It's done. That should have been our I Feel Good story today.
That should have been.
That would have been fun. All right, Kevin, what is your highlight today?
We're giving away Adventure Island tickets.
Yes, we are.
$7.55 this week. And we are playing a game where you have to guess.
Adventure or no adventure?
Adventure or no adventure. We give you three adventures. One of them is the truth. And today, Lana went on an adventure that was, what, 2 weeks long into some region of Canada? And
The
Boundary Waters.
You go canoeing and camping in the Boundary Waters.
Which we thought was amazing.
Which was, yeah.
But I think are you still going on with what your highlight was?
That was my highlight. Wow. Learning that she went on a 2-week backpacking trip.
Learning that it was a church retreat was even more shocking. We are proud of you.
That
was
proud
awesome.
Of you.
Yeah.
It was life changing. It was pretty cool.
Well, you just said it so casually, and we just didn't know that.
Yeah.
You know, you were big in your church group, going on big stuff like that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
We love you. We think it's great. We think it's great. We learned something about you today. It was awesome. I love that.
Listen to the show, you learn a little bit about me.
There you go. All right, have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Kane Brown on the show at 6:35, and then we'll do our Thursday 3. And, of course, those Adventure Island tickets for you at 7:55 in the morning.